We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Chaf Vav Sif Tes. Says the Mechaber, Mutar Lerchotz Panav Yadav V'Raglav B'Dvarim She'inam Mashirim Se'ar Ma'uravim Emzorim HaMashirim Uvat Shelo Yeharov Migavar HaMashir. You can use those liquids to wash your hair or your face. You can use liquids to wash your face, your hands, or your legs, even though there's hair on your face, and there is a concern that maybe it will pull out some of the hair from your face. As long as the majority of the materials that you're using to wash do not normally pull out hair, even if some of the materials you're using do pull out hair, it is permissible, because it's not a psik resha that the hair will be pulled out. And if hair does get pulled out, that's a davar she'eino miskaven, that's something you did not intend to do, and we paskin like Rabbi Shimon that would be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah points out that one still needs to be careful not to squeeze out their hair. So even if they get their hair wet on their head, they need to be careful not to squeeze it out, as that would be an issue of schita. As we saw earlier, there is a prohibition midrabanan of schita b'seir. Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a kula that you can squeeze water from the hair directly into a towel. That is not the prohibition of schita. It's only if you squeeze it out of the hair into the air and then into the towel or onto the floor, but directly into the towel is permissible. But not everyone holds of this. Someone should question whether they can rely on this kula or not. Sif yud, mutter lechotz yadav b'morsan. You're allowed to wash your hands with morsan. Morsan we saw earlier in Siman Shin Chav Dalet Sivkan Yud Aleph is a certain part of the wheat which is left over after the winnowing. So that material you are allowed to use, meaning it is not something which pulls out your hair, so it is permissible. Even though when it gets mixed with the water, it now does create some type of leash. As we saw, this is one of those materials that is, when mixed with water, is considered to be of our gibul, and it is kneading. The Rama says the gibul kelachar yad shari. You're doing it in an abnormal fashion. This is not the normal way of gibul, and we know gibul kelachar yad is not only mutar midrabanan, but it's mutar legamre. However, continues the Rama, va'aser lerchos yada b'malach. You cannot wash your hands with salt. The Mishnah Berurah explains, as we will see, the reason is that now the salt melts, and it is like nolad. It is similar to the malacha of crushing the ice that we saw earlier, so that would be the same thing with mixing the salt with water, that it causes the salt to melt. But to wash with salt water would be permissible. It says the Rama, v'chol shekein b'boresh shekorin zayif b'loshon Ashkenaz. You can definitely use soap to wash your hands, or b'shar chelev, or other fats, shenimo achal yadav v'havi nolad, so that you can't really use those types of soap made out of fat, because that also melts and would be prohibited mishum nolad. The Berlacha points out that there are certain soaps that can't be used if it's made out of prohibited chelev. There are some who are machmir not to use those. However, the minhag olam by many is to use them. Chazanish says it's probably spoiled anyway, so it would be permissible.